Lyman Winner remembers the way things used to look at his fine dining restaurant in the Poconos.
Back in the day, we could have 70 to 80 guests here, really bustling. And yes, the bar could be filled up. There'd be live music while people were waiting for tables.
He says his business, the Frogtown Chop House in Swiftwater, is looking at a 30% revenue loss. With temperatures going down and COVID on the rise, co-owner Eric Noon says the state needs to develop a better plan or offer financial relief.
The PPP loans were a huge help. Let's not forget, I believe those were for either 8 or 12 weeks of payroll. Well, that ran out instantly. So many restaurants are closing. And this winter, unfortunately, without any help and without a plan, many more will close. That's fact.
After rallying in Monroe County last week, they will join many more for a rally at the Capitol on Wednesday. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.